that's with you every night. Through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes as the month of October ends and November begins. Today, breezy, warm, high in the upper 70s. Scattered showers, maybe some thunderstorms. I think there's a better chance of thunderstorms starting in the wee hours of tomorrow morning and through tomorrow morning. Then temperatures will fall as a strong cold front moves through the state. We'll fall from the 70s first thing in the morning to the 60s, to the 50s, then to the 40s by evening. I think for the trick-or-treaters in the evening, we should be dry by then, but it'll be breezy and chilly. Overnight low temperature 38 tomorrow night. Rather cool Friday. High temperature barely up to about 60 and back to the 30s again on Friday night. What a change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I know we have political correctness, which is the joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. When you're offended, there's nothing. I went to the comedy show and the comedian said something about the Lord and I was offended, and when I woke up in the morning I had leprosy. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. How do you make a law about offending people? How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual, or a collective, or a group, or a society, or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? Well, what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast Wednesday. Baumhauer's after the show as we celebrate the Joey and Jack extravaganza. I'm your gracious, I'm even better behaved now that Rosie is here. And joining us today, Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
And here they are.
Jacqueline.
She's right across from me. Hang on 1 second, everybody.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I find it completely electrifying that our previous president...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
...had this to say today. I couldn't believe it. The president, who did maybe more than anybody else to advance this so-called woke culture, is now criticizing it. I don't know if I can do my Obama in person.
Whoa! This idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're politically woke and all that stuff, you should get over that quickly.
Get over that quickly. This woke garbage where you have one person trying to out-virtue signal the next. The world is messy, he says. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws. I'm going to ask my panel... It sounds so more sophisticated.
I know. I feel so fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're dressed for paneling today. There's no question about it.
I had to be in court this morning.
Chic and glamorous.
Thank you.
This, to me, sounds like he's preparing his minions, his believers, whatever you want to call them, that he knows, if I can use the... terminology from Airplane. Let me just give me a second to pull this out, the cart. And here we go.
Get the fan.
Yeah, I think this, because he's saying people who do really good stuff have flaws. I think that's a direct reference to Brennan and Clapper and Comey and all of these people who are about to go down.
I was going
to
say, what do you think's coming?
It sounds to me like he knows what's coming, and he's just preparing people for the fact that,
whoa, Jim Comey did some good things,
but had flaws, like, number one, listening to him and following up, because it's all going to come back to Obama, so...
But is it, because I feel like he's like, in the liberals' eyes, he's like, you know, the prodigal son, the son that can do no wrong. He's like the president of all presidents.
Yeah.
And well, I just don't see it, because he did nothing.
You don't need his believers to say that. He said it himself. I'll never forget he was on 60 Minuets or something. And, you know, getting one softball question after another lobbed up to him. How would you rank yourself?
Like on a scale of like 1 to 10?
No, among all the presidents that have served the country.
Not even in the top 40.
Well, I think most people would agree. Look at the record and pretty much Trump has erased his so-called legacy. But in that interview, he put himself behind Washington, Lincoln...
Oh, okay.
...and FDR.
Wow.
He was already number four. In his own humility. And that was early in his first term.
I was like year one.
Yeah. So, you know, here, but I want to point something out to folks that I looked at Drudge for the first time in over a month when I
came. Yeah, because you're like not a fan of the Drudge right now.
Drudge's turn. Drudge used to be at least fair. Something happens. GDP today, 1.9%. Trump on 1.9 GDP in 2012. Economy is in deep trouble. Fed cuts rates. So he's going to great lengths. The GDP that matters is the rolling GDP and how much growth has occurred in less than 3 years under Trump's leadership. That's the GDP that matters. And it's been up, 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 up. Obama had some negative GDP numbers, and I don't think ever hit 3% over 8 years. He was the first president to accomplish that thing. So, poll, Biden edge over Trump wanes. Really? See, this is all the crap he's got at the top of his page. So it'll be another month or many months before I visit this again. But the Fed did cut the rate, as Brant McDonald said they would, and the market had another up day. It's the Dow's well over 27, Standard & Poor's well over 3,000, and that's still good news. So I found it really interesting that Obama would make that comment, that there are good people, but they still have flaws.
Like Bill Clinton.
Yeah, you can't knock his...
But that's what we do as Americans. We take one bad act and then we crucify you for it. Like, that's what we do.
If it was one bad act, like Eisenhower had a fling with a woman named Kay Summersby. Clinton pretty much had an affair with anything that said yes. He wasn't particularly discreet. And in the White House, in the Oval Office, or Oral Office as it was known in his day. But he did have great charisma. He was
The Globe said he's dying.
Well, yeah, I have that here.
I know, you showed me. That's how the only reason I know.
He was
a very charismatic, attractive president. I remember when I met him after Hurricane Andrew.
Oh.
And he came down to South Florida and he had that presidential, you know, aura about him, like almost like a movie star. He just, the way he carried himself, the way he talked, he had that southern slang that was like just very attractive, welcoming.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, he still is an adulterer. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't change the fact that like he cheated on his wife. But I mean, he married her.
Right. But actually, when all of that was going on, there was a lot of sympathy from people who weren't necessarily Clinton supporters like me, who thought, well, if I was married to... And there's also the legend, it hasn't been proven, but...
She's had plenty of extramarital affairs.
Some with guys.
I don't believe that for one second.
Webb Hubble comes to mind only because there's good reason to think that Chelsea is actually Webb Hubble's daughter and not Bill's.
I've heard that.
So, and if you look at facial comparisons, for whatever they're worth, you might buy into that a little bit. The other thing that's happening is, well,
the heir, is that what's happening? He's about to do it.
The one thing I can say for Bill Clinton is that he was willing to reach across the aisle and work with Republicans.
Yeah, he and Newt Gingrich made a pretty good duo, and Bill actually
got things done.
Economically, was pretty savvy. A lot of what he did then, cracking down on crime and stuff like that, would never fly with today's Democratic Party.
And cracking down on welfare.
Yeah. The best way to crack down on welfare, though, is to provide an economy where it's worth it to get off welfare and go work, because you can do better. And that's happened. We've got millions of people that are off food stamps and other dependency programs. So, but again, Drudge, with all the red ink, like, 1.9% GDP is horrendous news. That's that. Actually, when it went up that much during Obama's tenure, they were, look at stimulation.
He won a Nobel Peace Prize, Greg. Have some respect.
Do you remember what he received that for?
Yes, I do. Nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely Nothing.
If anything, he got us embroiled in more conflicts that now this current president is extricating. And then as soon as he does that, oh, we abandoned the Kurds. Most people would know a Kurd from away. They couldn't point, they couldn't find Syria on a map with both hands and clues. That, but what they're told to believe is what they believe, and that's how that works.
Well, and that's all they're hearing in the news, unless you listen to talk radio.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it, that 90 to 95% of talk radio is conservative or libertarian or, at worst,
a combination of both.
Moderate, yeah. Right down the middle. The only places where liberal talk radio still works, Boston. Oh, there are conservative shows, though, too. I mean, Hannity runs in all the major markets, mm-hmm. so people have that option. Although Hannity is like a broken record. Our buddy David Blackman has said, this man is the most annoyingly redundant personality in the history of talk. Although he, the same man refers to me as the hilarious Greg Goodell.
Well, that's a stretch.
Well, I am at times.
You have your moments.
Amusing, yeah. Mr. Electric brought you the electrifying news that Obama has come out and condemned the woke culture. And again, to repeat, I think making a public statement like that, he had to know that that was going to turn a lot of heads and say, what? I thought, blah, 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 blah. In the context of saying there are good people who have done flawed things. And
I'm waiting for this. I want to know now what it is.
Yeah, I really believe. And I think we're going to find out sooner than later, too. Because while this ridiculous impeachment circus continues in D.C. with no high crime or misdemeanor to present to the public, it's turning people off. And I think the support for impeachment now is at about 36%. Democrats who won in the 2018 blue wave, was more like a blue puddle. But I'll tell you, to our everlasting regret, the Republicans did not hold the House. And they got a guy in the White House that's teaching them how to fight and beat them at their own game, but they don't want to listen because so many of them are compromised. Also today, I got a link from somebody that has made me rethink my position on Jeff Sessions, and I want to share that too. Mr. Electric is the company you want to perform any type of electrical service that you need at your home, from installations to repairs. All master certified electricians. The deal is they show up at your house at the time that you make the appointment for. They give you an upfront price on the work that you need done, and that is what you pay. No surprises, no last minute changes. Totally above board. And man, they are excellent. They've done so much for us, including move outlets, install security lighting, installed our Ring doorbell system, and so much more that they're capable of doing. But electricity, unless you really know your stuff, is something you don't want to be a DIY, a do-it-yourselfer. Call Mr. Electric at 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit Mr. Electric. .com. It's 320.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right. You can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving. With new, lower auto rates, you get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new, lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
You're gonna be scared right out of your pants.
Only one more day for Discount Dracula. You know, I got from a comedy service, another Discount Dracula, but it's not as good as that one. That still works for me. That still makes me laugh. The Circuit City sign.
I did chuckle the first time that I heard it because I was like, okay, like Discount Dracula capes. You could go as Zorro without a mask.
Or Batman on laundry day, which is funny. I came across something. I want to thank listener Eric Ellis, a Facebook friend. And I get so much of what we ultimately put on the air here from our Facebook family of friends. And it's a completely different take on Jeff Sessions. A lot of us, including me, what's going on here? How could he recuse himself and all of this stuff? I'm going to post this on Facebook. It's a little bit long for me to condense into the show, but it's a really interesting read. In other words, a lot of the stuff that we were kind of disappointed about was all part of a plot that he and Trump had going in. And when you see the evidence he presents to, it's a thread, it's from Thread Reader, opens with a lot of dumbasses said U.S. Attorney General Sessions was nothing. The quiet ones will screw your world, leave you feeling like a Mack truck ran over you, and you don't even know that you're screwed until many months after you drive. Anyway, it's a good read, and it made me rethink some of the attitudes I've had about Senator Sessions. There's been word that he's going to run for the Senate again, and I'd certainly take him over Doug Jones any day, no matter what happened in the White House. But this got me thinking, and it's an affirming read. When you this is not just opinion. It's based on, you know, follow the dots, connect the dots, and you'll get a different take on his service as Attorney General. So that'll be a recommended reading, and I'll get that up on Facebook in just a minute. Halloween is destroying the environment, sure.
No, the weather is destroying Halloween.
Yeah.
If Rich is listening, I would like a 325 update as to what's going on with the weather.
This is 327, Jacqueline.
327. Because poor Steven and I are sitting here waiting to find out if we're going to be rained out.
All right,
I think we are, though. I think we're going to be rained out.
Let me reach out. I have good connections there.
Adorable.
Yes, he is.
Hey, are we not doing the name game anymore? Is that done?
That's over, yes.
Okay, good, because I was like, nobody's reminded Greg to do the name game. Look at me, like I work here.
By the time that contest was in its final week, I had it down. I was remembering.
Good, every hour.
Yeah, he was.
I was like, wait a minute, we didn't do the name game.
Yeah.
Look at me acting like I know what's going on.
Also thought we'd have some fun this afternoon and play the baloney game.
The baloney game?
Yeah. We can play with listeners and we can, who are in their cars and so forth.
As in truth and baloney?
No, this isn't really truth and baloney. You have to tell me if the statement I make is baloney.
Oh, let's do this.
Here's a quick sample.
What do I get if I get them right? We've got to keep score.
Well, we have a call. Let me grab this call. Screen this. Hi, who's this?
Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, hey, how's everybody?
We're well, Steve. Good. How are you?
Oh, doing just fine. Hey, I just wanted to point out, you mentioned something about Senator Sessions. And yesterday on the Health and Wealth show,
yes,
they interviewed Bradley Byrne, who's also running for senator. And I believe that Rusty probably give you a little bit more information, but they spent a half an hour from about 6:15 to about 6:45 talking to Congressman Burns and had some real good insight as to what's going on with the current impeachment so-called hearing, but also gave information about his quest to take the seat away from Doug Jones. That's another follow-up on that.
Bottom line, I would have no problem with Bradley Byrne. The bottom line, though, did he... was he supportive of Sessions and the job he does as Attorney General? Did that come out in the end?
That I don't know. He didn't, they didn't go into it that far, but they did. He had a lot of good information about what's going on in the basement of the Congress, of the Capitol building. And that was fascinating to hear him talk about that. That was really great.
Well, the circus, the current circus that's going on?
There's another
the
word
current
for it.
Circus
it's called
right,
Circle.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to go quite there, but it is kind of sketchy. Yeah.
But I just thought it was really interesting because, Health and Wealth, the last person you expected him to talk to was a congressman. And all of a sudden, Bradley Byrne just called and it's like, whoa, here we go. But for a good solid half hour, I mean, it was a good talk.
Yeah, but good for him for calling in.
So, I just wanted to pick out talking about Senator Sessions there.
I also find it interesting that Bradley Byrne is on with Rusty and hasn't been on with me.
You hear that?
So yeah.
Well, I think he was just getting himself prepped. That way, when he goes on big time, he'll be a lot more well versed and under a lot better composure.
I really appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you.
Y'all take care. See you.
Bye. Thanks.
And here's Flower Child.
Flower Child.
Hello, Greg.
Hi.
I just wanted to call. I don't have Facebook, but I agree totally with whatever they probably posted. I think Sessions is going to come down as a hero, that he and Trump and his digital soldiers had this planned out, take down the deep state. And he was just the fall guy,
Yeah, but by an agreement, when you read this thread, I'm going to post it now.
Well, see, I don't have Facebook. But
oh, well, I'd love to read the whole thing, but it
no,
is...
I know. Can you just go over the highlights of it or not?
I will try and do a Reader's Digest version of this when we come back from the next break.
With the crackling fire behind you, please.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also sizzling bacon, I think.
Well, we couldn't afford
Lawrence
a fireplace.
With music in the background.
Yes.
Depending on the context.
Let's light that
thing
up.
Thank you, Greg.
Ah, the bacon.
Yeah. Thank you. Flower Child. People are dropping off Facebook. I've heard that from a bunch of
folks. I've become so close. I just can't. I do. I'm addicted. It's how I stay in touch with my family. And I've even you can go on Facebook and download your entire history on Facebook, like all of your pictures and everything that you've ever posted, so you don't have to worry about losing that. But I just can't pull the plug on it. And I get so, like today, I got into it in a little Facebook tuss with some people over something that I posted. And I wanted to be like, if you don't like the content that I'm posting, move along. Like, it's my page. Like, you don't have to comment that you disagree with me.
I can say what I want to.
Like, cool. Like, appreciate it. Like, we can agree to disagree, move on. But it's just so much negativity. Like,
or just don't say anything, I mean,
just keep on scrolling, Sharon. Even though it wasn't anybody named Sharon. But I'm like,
frankly, there was a far more amount of that during Obama's early presidency. I couldn't believe some of the people I knew that thought this guy was really, are you that stupid? Are you that naive, ignorant, what? And I've got a list. I've got like 175 people I've had to block.
Blocked.
People that were, I thought, friends.
Well, let's
but
just
got
say,
really ugly if you dared insult His Royal Highness.
I think blocking people on Facebook is not only immature, but it's just, it just goes more to you, not you, Greg, I'm saying. Like, if you don't like somebody, just defriend them. No, listen. If you don't like them, just defriend them. Like, I have blocked people, but due to my job. And I'm sure you've had to block people due to your job. But, like, this, I'm talking about, like, the stupid stuff. So, like, you disagree with somebody, so you just block them.
Mostly it was women that wanted me to be their lover.
Well, that's why I was saying not Greg. But let me just tell you right now.
I was just testing the BS system.
Well, let me get a phone call from Roz and, like,
Mrs. Rutabaga?
Yeah. You and I will have a stern talking to if I have to go block somebody on the Facebook.
Ooh.
Sweet Roz. By the way, I looked for her today at the Costco, and I did not see her.
No, she, she has this
Is it
issue.
Because it's going to rain?
Yeah.
Is she not feeling well? I knew what I was going to text her.
And we do have heavy weather coming in, and it just And
I know.
There's other people that have the same thing where the migraine comes on.
Yeah, my office manager has that.
And so we've tried to incorporate her into Rich's weather forecasting system under the name Nostradamus because that's where the sinus migraine begins.
It's a real thing. It's really painful from what
yes.
I've heard.
Oh, no. It's her face gets swollen. It's pretty bad. So she is not
I went looking for her today. She wasn't there. I was disappointed.
333. One place that will never disappoint is Montgomery Paint and Body. Good as new, maybe better. That's not just a cute little ad slogan they came up with. That's the determination. Whenever they take in a car, no matter how badly damaged in a wreck, the idea being knowing that the person that brought it to them has had to go through police reports and insurance adjusters, the inconvenience of finding another vehicle to use while the car is being repaired. At the end of all that hassle, they want somebody to see their car and go,
wow!
It hasn't looked that good since the day I bought it. They make every effort to restore the vehicle to that like-new condition. They don't skip any steps in the process. They are completely thorough. Donnie Turner has that kind of work ethic. That's really the founding principle of Montgomery Paint and Body, and it runs in the family DNA because son Brandon is the same way. They're going to do it right, or they're not going to take the work at all. That's how it works with Montgomery Paint and Body. We've had to use them numerous times, and I remember in particular when Sho had a little fender bender, when I talked to the insurance adjuster, where you're going to take the car, I said, Montgomery Paint and Body. Oh, great. Then I have to go over the list of recommendations for you. That's the kind of reputation they have. So that's who you want to go with. Although we hope you never have to use their services. They're the best at what to do. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with AW. 335, got traffic, Rich's forecast. I'm going to reach out and see if I can get the adorable one on the air with a shorty.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Wetumpka Highway, 231. If you're inbound to Montgomery, just as you come over the top of the hill past Cassinopoli, you'll see it just before Jasmine Hill Road. Use caution. Hopefully, they'll get that out of the way pretty quickly. We're a little heavy on the Boulevard near I-85 and Atlanta Highway. East-South Boulevard, very heavy traffic, as well as Norman Bridge out of downtown. I-65 and 85 moving along at a good clip, but we are beginning to build a little bit as we get closer to time for folks to get off work. Use caution out there and keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated with traffic all afternoon long. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping in East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, the ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats
all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Montgomery Regional Airport held a disaster drill today to help evaluate the response to an emergency. Police and fire crews, TSA, and the FAA were all involved in the simulation. No flights were affected. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the case of missing Auburn College student Anaya Blanchard. It's now been 1 week since the 19-year-old was last seen. Her vehicle was found damaged in Montgomery last Friday. The Elmore County Sheriff's Office received funding to replace a building damaged by the January tornado. The County Commission approved a bid with Construction One, Inc. for $1.23 million for the new Sheriff's Operation building. Construction is expected to begin in November. The Montgomery Zoo Zubu is canceled for tonight due to excessive rain and ground saturation throughout the area. This closure is for the safety of guests, volunteers, and staff. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Significant weather changes on the way as a strong cold front approaches the state, entering the state in the overnight hours. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for tonight and through tomorrow morning. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Then the cold front moves through. Maybe some leftover showers, windy, colder. Temperatures falling from the 70s in the morning, then through the 60s to the 50s to the 40s by evening. A few leftover showers during the day, windy. But I think by the trick-or-treat hours, the rain is gone, but it's just kind of blustery, windy and cold. Overnight low tomorrow night, 38. Friday's high barely up to about 60 and back to the 30s again on Friday night. What a change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He don't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
I'm gonna have to call the Halloween.
Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts. I got lots of candy.
What's everybody going to be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking.
It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
It's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Give me some candy. Happy Halloween. 3:42 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Who's luckier than Greg Goodell today to be with two beautiful women doing talk radio?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Getting ready to play fun and games.
Yes, let's go.
I posted that reader app thread on Jeff Sessions, and I should have warned you that this the guy that wrote this, it's pretty street, some of the language.
Pretty street.
There's words that start with F. And then with K, and they're not fork or funk or any of those. But okay. He does present a very compelling case as to Sessions' real role in the Trump administration. So take a look at it. It's at least interesting, whether you agree with it or not. It's at least interesting. Senator Kennedy, Republican, Louisiana, new resolution is like putting paint on rotten wood. He's referring to this. I think this is unprecedented. This, and they're making a mistake. Politically, they are making a mistake. The country has had it with all of this. It's been nothing but Trump hating, Trump bashing. You know, we don't have. We're bringing troops home. The economy is in good shape, and this is nothing more than the threat he poses to the swamp creatures, and that's it. I mean, I really believe that this is the swamp fighting for its very existence. And frankly, I think we'll be better off if they cease to exist. Any luck with finding that?
I'm still looking. What are you looking for over here? It's a list of audio clips.
Yeah, the stuff I got ready for this morning. I'm just a putz when it comes to organization.
I need to get a hold of this folder before we go on air.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if it's
But here. You guys have color-coded files and everything. I mean, it's just a bunch of stuff thrown in different files.
Well, here's what happens. You know, we change over at the top of the hour, and at the end of the show, I'm still kind of like got stuff scattered, so I just scoop it up, throw it in my sack with every intention of organizing it when I get home.
Why don't you just have one color per hour?
That's an interesting thought.
Okay, well, like have a 3 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, a 5 o'clock, and a 6 o'clock color, and then everything for that hour is in that file folder.
Oh, by the way, not to change subjects, but
was that like a novel idea? I'm sorry, I'm just trying to be helpful.
Rich will be checking in with us right after 4 o'clock for the trick or treat forecast for you and other moms who are
adorable. I know, all the moms are waiting, and dads too, you know. Moms and dads take their kids trick-or-treating.
Yeah, well, when Rouse's son was a little sprout, 10, 11 years old, I used to take him around the neighborhood. I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Dana and I do. We advocate for dads' rights to take their kids trick-or-treating.
But there's one, and that's important. You can't cut the dad out of it. In fact, one year, Janelle's mom and I, this is after we were divorced, we all went together.
Yeah. Which, there's, trick-or-treating in South Florida is way better, by the way. If you haven't done it, do it, because it's amazing.
Well, you know, with every holiday, it's everybody goes full Griswold. How many inflatables can you put on your front lawn?
Have you met me? Like, do you not know that I go crazy for holidays?
We were discussing Stephen's birthday preparations just the other day. I never thought I'd see a deviled egg that looked like Mickey Mouse.
Listen, there's always next year. You never know what I'm going to pull out of my hat.
This bologna game.
Yes, bologna.
I'll do a trial run here. Rosie, I need you in on this. So whatever that is, it can wait for a second.
Okay.
So I will read an incomplete statement and give you an answer to that statement. You have to tell me whether the answer I gave is truth, a fib, or just a big old whopper. Okay?
Okay.
The pointer on a sundial is called a fresca. The pointer on a sundial is called a fresca. Is that true or baloney?
I'm gonna go with baloney.
Me too.
And you're both right.
Yeah.
Good.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, that's right.
What's it really called?
A gnomon with a G.
I like a gnome.
G-N.
O-M-O-N.
Okay.
Yeah.
G-N-O-N.
A gnomon is.
A gnomon.
Gnomon.
Those who didn't take Hooked on Phonics will tell you.
A gnomon.
All right. Next one.
This is stressful. Like, my heart's racing.
John Chapman became famous as Johnny Appleseed. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Truth.
Rosie?
Lucky guess.
Let's see. Here's one about Alabama.
I will not get it right.
In Alabama, it's illegal to wear a fake mustache while in church. Again, in Alabama,
truth.
It's illegal to... Yeah.
Probably truth.
It is. I've never turned on the news and say, a man was arrested for wearing a fake mustache to Eastmont Baptist Church today.
You'd be surprised about some of the laws that are still on the books in some states. I've read a book once. Yeah. It was like all the crazy laws.
We can Google that and have some fun with that.
Yes.
Gosh, we got so much going on. All right, here's another one. C, capital C, dash, Curity, C, Curity. Was the brand name of the first zipper? Is that truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Baloney.
Actually,
it's true.
It is.
Security?
Security.
That's
that
strange.
Was wow. the brand name of the first zipper.
Well, I'm glad they changed that.
Yeah.
Watch
yeah.
your security. You got to make sure you got your security up.
All right. Monology is the study of morality. Monology is the study okay. of morality. Is that truth?
I have no idea. Dana would know all of these. She's the ology person.
Well,
I say not true.
I'm going to say true.
It is the study of foolish talking. Monology.
Which can be okay. the same thing, I guess.
Now that you mention it, yes.
So we're both right.
All right. Next one. The fountain pen was invented by the Parker Brothers in 1921. The fountain pen was invented by the Parker Brothers in 1921.
Truth.
Truth.
No.
Ah!
Really?
No, Lewis Waterman gets credit for that in 1884.
Oh,
I used to
Waterman.
Use those all the time.
I love fountain pens.
Yeah, because I can...
That's the writer.
For yeah, exactly. Yeah. Putting in the cartridges, having ink all over everything, including my hands and clothes, things that wouldn't come out. That was me.
I just like the way the letters look after you put them on paper.
Yes.
It's like calligraphy.
Right, exactly.
I don't think I've ever owned a fountain pen.
But you're...
No, I'm not that young.
You're so young.
I'm really not.
It's 3:49. Rich Thomas will give us our trick-or-treat update right after 4 o'clock. In the meantime, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is an amazing place where they're completely devoted to one thing, and that's restoring choices to the lives of people who have lost or had their mobility limited for any number of different reasons. The goal being to restore as many choices as possible to these people who've caught that toughest break, the one we don't even like to think about. Their workshop is at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka, and each and every situation requires a very customized approach. And they do that with motorized equipment, ramps, rails. Many people who have come back to their home from the hospital after a car accident, or some of our wounded heroes that have returned facing periods of limitation, they want to make sure that the home they return to is safely accessible and they're not endangering themselves by making the situation they're recovering from worse. They've been doing it for a long time, and they've been a long-time supporter of this show, but they'd be the first to tell you that they hope you never need to make a call. But if they're there, you'll be glad they are. 514-6590, the pride of Wetumpka, Gulf States Mobility. It's 350.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including 2 new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away 2 of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king. Thank you very much.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our 3rd annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluke.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Halloween Candy Bar Shrinker.
Mr. Halloween Candy Bar Shrinker.
Only you can make a Milky Way bar so small trick-or-treaters can't identify them without an electron microscope.
Saving you a buck now.
Your Snickers bars are so small they don't have to be eaten. They can be absorbed through pores in the skin.
Got an evil shrink machine now.
You've created a whole new Halloween costume. The cheapskate who should have left his porch light off and saved everyone a trip up the sidewalk.
Have some tiny candy.
So go ahead. Keep shrinking your Halloween candy until it can be dispersed through an aerosol spray can, because every ounce of nougat you save equals 1 more roll of toilet paper in your trees.
Mr. Halloween Candy Bar Shrinker.
And after Halloween, we can go straight into our tremendous file of Thanksgiving stuff. In fact, I can even do some early Christmas stuff, like Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas. Have you ever heard that?
I don't believe I have.
It's funny.
We have this tape that we do every year at Thanksgiving, and it was, I think I was had just turned 30, and the whole family is singing a song, Gobble, 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 Fat Turkey, Fat Turkey. It's hilarious.
Gobble, Gobble, Gobble.
Fat Turkey, Fat Turkey. Oh, gobble, 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 fat turkeys are we. We're not here for living, we're here for Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Fat turkeys are we, and it's all my brother singing bass, and the kids are in there, and they're
this is
little.
Like a real thing.
Yes, it's a
I just hit my mic
tradition.
In excitement.
It's hilarious. The kids every year are like, oh no, we're not gonna do that again, are we?
Wow, I really would like to hear that.
Okay, I'll bring it in.
maybe other families will adopt it as a tradition and their household.
Absolutely.
Do you remember how ridiculous it was? The I don't know if it was his first year or second year, where Obama actually and the DNC bought ads suggesting people discuss Obamacare at Thanksgiving. I wonder how many families those conversations
sat down and did that,
or decided I'm never having Thanksgiving with you again because it was such a polarizing thing.
Because we shouldn't talk religion or politics over Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, that's the thing you try to stay away from.
Families have enough drama. Let's just poke the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Speaking of, I get to go home for Thanksgiving this year. I'm so pumped.
I haven't traveled down for Thanksgiving in a long, long time.
Neither have I. This is going to be the first time I've got home for Thanksgiving in about 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
So I'm excited.
When Janelle was a little older, I kind of decided, it's because that's two round-trip drives very close together. And I have people that are family for me here, although this year I don't know what we're going to do. We're totally up in the air on that right now. It depends on whatever it is that Mommy the Swami.
War Eagle.
That's what we have for Thanksgiving dinner. Nice stuff, War Eagle. 3:56, we're going to check traffic. Fox News is coming up, and Rich Thomas has an exclusive.
Oh.
Yes, trick-or-treat forecast for and all the other moms who are concerned about what the weather's going to be like tomorrow. I'm sorry, did you say... That's what I thought.
My husband did not know that that was me. And I was like, yeah. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Fox in a moment. Traffic first.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have one accident in Montgomery, 500 block of South Hull Street. Other than that, we have some busy areas like Norman Bridge Road from downtown outbound to the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road busy, as well as the Northeastern Boulevard. We still have that accident on the books just past Jasmine Road on 231 to Wetumpka. It's going to be in the southbound lane or the inbound lane to Montgomery. Use caution there in case it is still a problem. Other than that, well, not much to tell you about. It's going to get busy shortly, though. Hang in there. We will keep you updated all afternoon long. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rusty here from my friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners, Dan Morris has listeners, Joey Clark has listeners, so we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7, and call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
Yippity-doo-dah, yippity-day. We got the diamonds for you at Marguerite's. You better believe it. Come on out and see us in the Pepper Tree Shop. We're open 7 days a week for your convenience. We have the biggest, the best diamonds, and at the lowest price. No one will beat Marguerite's on diamonds. No one has the experience. No one has the master jewelers. No one has the selection. No one has any of these things. Come see us at Marguerite's. If you're thinking about it, come see us. Easy layaway for Christmas. Come see us at Pepper Tree Shops. Open every day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure.